So your tests I would base the bottom. Okay. That's the bottom. Rav Nachas Lutzaman. Rav, he came down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Come to Mekili. And he saw that the tzibur was Mekel in the Indian of Basar Shni Salemin Ayin. V'chamar Alehen. And he saw this, so he was a machmir on them. As we're going to see a couple of cases here with Rav. So first case, Chad Barnash Azil, was once a Yid who was going along the Dera, by Meshizgav, and he wanted to wash his meat by the river. So what happened? Askupte Bego Nahara, the meat he had fell inside the river. The Inchaseve Azile, and he says, oh well, you know, meat dropped in the river, what can you do? And he left. Then, after a time, Chazar by Mesivna, he decided to, he came, then he saw it there. He goes, oh, wonderful. So he took it. Amar le Rav, however, Rav, here's what Rav, we mentioned, he was Machmir, and them, and he said, no, Asur Lach, you can't eat this meat. What's the reason? Dina Amar, because we say, we're Choshesh, in other words, that Hahi Shatafnar, that this is not the meat that you dropped, the kosher meat that you dropped, but rather, it's some other meat that the river had washed away and brought to here, right? The Aisei Chori, the Nevilta Tachtoi, and that meat that was yours got washed away, and this is other meat of Nevela meat that the river brought here in its place. So therefore, you can't, you know, maybe not your meat. It could be Nevela meat got switched, and therefore you can't eat. Another case. Chad Barnash Have Mahalech Bashuka. Tying kupat. There was once a yid, and he was walking along in the shuk, and he was carrying meat. Asa dayasa v'chatafte mine utalakte. So a bird came along called the daya, the name of the bird, a type of bird, and it chapped the meat that he had, and he threw it in another place. What happened? Chazar, the yudi, came back. Ubayi misvina, again, he saw the meat, which he assumed that the bird had thrown, and dropped, and he said, oh good, I found my meat. So he's going to take his meat back and eat it. And then again, Amrali Rav saw him and said, no, asurla, you're not allowed to. Why? Because we're choshes, again, dinamar, we're choshes, that basar dinavela havas teina utalakte, that maybe this bird was holding also basar that was traced, and it threw it down. The nasbeyahu acharana, and it took your meat, and then it had unkosher meat, and it threw down the unkosher meat, and therefore what you found was not your meat, but rather was the unkosher meat, and therefore you were kosher for that, and therefore you can't eat. Now we have another case similar. Ginai Shataf Zikin. Ginai is the name of a river. It's a famous river. It's brought in the beginning of Chulin, first parak of Chulin, Nahar Ginai. So this river, Shataf Zikin, it had in it somebody's skins of wine. And then they were found later. So Asa Ubda Kume Rabbi Yitzchak for Rabbi Eliezer. So they brought this to Rabbi Yitzchak, to ask him what the pshat is. Can they take and drink this wine? Amar, and he says, Yachamun Shafya Kitarhon, that, but first the storekeepers should recognize their ksharim, and these are like wineskins, whatever, so they were knotted. So let the owners of the stores who were selling these wineskins, let them check the knots and see if they're knotted the way they knot them, and they recognize, yeah, that's our knots, and then we know it's their wine, it's a Jewish wine, and therefore, and it's knotted, it's sealed and everything, so then you could, then you can drink it. Another mice.
How many different ways are there
to knot a wine? Now, the Gemara, Gemara in, as we see it all in Bava Metzia, in Eila Metzia, the Gemara asks always, let the kesher be a simon. So we see that there's a concept of a kesher being a simon. Yeah. Okay, next. Nikunika ishtakach bichnishta devuli. So there was a like a pitcher. A pitcher of wine was found in the shul of a city called Buli. Asa uvde kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah. So they brought the shilas Rabbi Yirmiyah. Can they? What's the story with this? Can they drink this wine? It was found in the shul. Zamar yischakmun sukarye vidathon. So similar as we saw in the last case, only this time there was no knots. It was a jug of wine. So he said, let the people, the ones that seal the chaviot, the barrels of wine, let them see if that's theirs. Now, they would, it's like roshem, it's like they see also in Baba Metzia, that they would take the barrels and they would like a smear, like teeth or whatever on top. And again, it has some say it's the color of the teeth and or how they smear it or whatever, how it looks. Also, it's like a simen, also in Baba Metzia. So again, here, let the people that seal them, the Jews, and see if that's them. Then we know it's Jewish wine and everything, and it's all okay. of Rov Goyim? I don't know if it... why? Because of the Metzia? You're asking? What Mitzad what? Well, cause it could be because if it's sealed, so then it's like sealed wine. So don't have to worry about making Ein Nesach. Shiloh of a Metzia, though, whether you can take it. But that's what we're going to see now in this next case. Is that... Okay, Gdit Sli Ishtakach the Asrite de Gufasa. Once a goat, it was meat, it was roasted. So they found the roasted goat meat, in this place called, in the street of a city called Gufta. Itiru Mishum Shneidvarim. Again, they matured it because of two things. Mishum Mitzia. Here we see it's Lagabi Mitzia. So here they matured it because of the Mitzia. Umishum Rov Mahalchi Drachim. Now the Gemara is going to explain these two things. Mishum Mitzia, they matured it based on the following Braisa, the Tani. Hamatzil, you save something, an object or money or whatever, Miyad Ha'ari. And in other words, a lion had something and you bravely jumped in and took it from the lion. The army that comes, they would come into the cities and take all the possessions from the city, like Shalal. So if you saved it from them, or you've saved me Shunas Hayam and me Shunas Hanar, this is a place, I think Taklin Khatan said, like the rocks on the side of the river or the sea, and where the waves come and wash away things. So if you leave something there, you can say goodbye to it, because the waves are going to take it into the sea, and that's the end of that. V'chein is also if you save something, mi Isratia Gedola, umi Platia Gedola, from either the highway or a place where a shuk, like where the market, where a lot of people are, the point with the Nakuda of those two places, is the place where there's lots of people. Haray Elu Shalom. So the din is that Lagabi Mitzia, you can it's Haray Elu Shalom. So why? Mipnei Shabayle Mithyashim Man, because the owners give up hope. Again, as you can imagine, if you find that take something from a lion, that the lion took somebody's thing, that basically the owner's going to give up hope. He's not going to get it back. Also, if the army takes it or whatever, and they leave it on the seashore, like we say, he's going to kiss it goodbye. And the last couple of things, the highway and the shuk, that's a place where there's a lot of people. So there's a lot of people, you leave something with a lot of people, also you can assume somebody's going to take it, and goodbye. So the Baalim, all these cases, the Baalim are Mithyashim, and therefore you could keep it, and therefore the same thing with this Gedi, it was in a public place, in the street of the city of Gufta, whatever, so therefore the Baalim are Mithyashim, and then Harei L'Shalo, you can keep it. And Mishum Rov Mahal Chedrachim, you can keep it. The din of Rov Malchish Drachim, it means legabe the chashash mishum shchitas nachri, because you found a roasted goat when it's shechted, so you have to know it was shechted by a Jew and not by a goy. But so since this place where it was found was the place where there's Jews, mostly Jews are rocking out of it, we go after the rov, and therefore we can assume that it was shechted by a Jew. And therefore you can keep it and you can eat it, because you can assume, like we said, that you shechted it. And in fact, that was the psach, and in fact, vishtakach mean the veis rebbe. And in the end, they found out, in fact, that it was, where did this gedi come from? It came from the house of, nonetheless, Rabbeinu HaKodesh. And therefore, they saw that the hayatr that they gave was, in fact, good. It was, in fact, from a Jew, it was from a rebbe's house, and everything was good. So they bring down here, it's interesting, for those of you who are Eilun Metzias fans, right, there's a famous sugya there, a long sugya, you probably learn with your kids, with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, right? So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that if you find an article in a place where Rabbi Mitzuyim Sham Hareilu Shalom, in a place there's a lot of people, you can keep it. So then, there's if you remember the Gemara, there are all kinds of questions, right? The Chachamim argue, do they argue, and if they argue, right? So there's one of the questions is, does he say is din dafka where there is Rov Goyim, a lot of people, but they're like all Goyim, or even in a place where there's Rov Yisrael, and with most of the, you know, you can't, it's talking about something that has like a simon, right? So can you keep it even when you find it when there's a lot of Jews, or is there a lot of Jews along, so do I have to give it back? Or no, maybe, because since there's a lot of people, it's, I think Tosa says over there, you might, somebody's not so on the up and up might take it, and whatever, so a person may see even in a place where there's rove Jews. Okay, the Gemara has that question. So the Gemara goes back and forth, all times, and comes in the end, it's really a bidel or ifshit. The Gemara doesn't come to a conclusion, what he held. And, but it's interesting, they point out that here in the Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi had an answer, a conclusion, right? Because here we're talking about a case where there's rove Goyim, rove Jews, excuse me. How do we know? Because they said it's mutter, with the sheet is mutter. Why? Because there's rove Jews. So this was clearly an area where there was mostly Jews, and it was a place where there's a lot of people. That's why it was mutter mishum metziah, right? So we see over here that, again, assuming also that there's a simin over here, and so here we see, if you find some place where there's mostly Jews, the Yerushalmi held at least, that's a regular shalom. In other words, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar would say is then, not only what is Rav Goyim, but even in other places, Rav Jews. No, but with the place where it was found, we're talking about.
It says the reason why it's because the city itself is Rav Goyim. But where you found it is Red Mahal Chidrach, and you don't have to worry about
Shita,
you found it by the Derech.
No, but the people on the Derech, that's what we're dealing with, the people fell from somebody from the Derech. Right? Not the, from the city. I mean, whoever.
Then that the people from the person that dropped it, even though he was a Yid, but he knew that there people in the city are Goyim, Roiv Goyim, Millie's he's never going to see it again.
But I'm not mashma make a chilek between the street and the city. I mean the thing where it was found. There's rove people on that place where it's found is whatever. Say they're Jews in this case. So then if it fell from a Jew, there's rove Jews over here, and not the well the city. Again, to make a chilek between the city and the street, I don't know. No, he said that's how the Yerushalmi holds. They say Yerushalmi holds. Yeah. The Yerushalmi holds like that. That even rove Yisrael. As in the Arabic Babli has a belief, Shaka, the Yerushalmi says the same. Okay, let's go on. Eagle, Okay, Eagle de Guvna ishtakach be Pundaka. They found a circle of cheese was found in this Pundak, in of Levi. And what happened? Similar, v'tiru mishum shnei dvari. They matzi because of two things, mishum mitziyah, again, and mishum rov mahal chidrachi. Similar, like we said before, now Gemara is going to say it again, mishum mitziyah, they matzi did why the tani, like we saw before, amatzil min ha-gais, miyad ha-gais, miyad ha-ari, mishunas ha-yam, mishunas ha-nahar, misratia gadola, miplatia gadola, harei elu shalo, yipnei shabayla mitzatim, exactly like we saw before. And this Pundak is a place where there's like a lot of people, and therefore it's Harei Elu Shalo, because it's the rove people, and they matured it to eat. Why? Mishum rove mahal chidrachim, again, because, meaning, mishum givinas nachri. If we go after the majority, if the majority of people are Yidden, so we assume that the cheese is Jewish cheese, not Goyisha cheese, and therefore you can eat the cheese also. And sure enough, similarly like before, vishtakach mean to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi. They found in the end it was a good psak, because sure enough, they found that where did this cheese come from? From Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yossi. Okay, next. Amar Rabbi Mana Kumi Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Mana said in front of Rabbi Yossi, or he asked him more specifically, Va'anan Chamyan. He says, but we see the Rabbanan, right, Machrizin, that when they find it in a place where there's a lot of people, Right, you're saying, it seems from here that you can, you know, we saw a couple of mice, that you can keep it, Harei L'Shalom, we can find it in a place with a lot of people. Yet, we see the Rabbanan that they don't, they take it in their machris. So Amar Leh, so Rav Yossi answered him, and he says, At in Havesa Mashkach La Nasva. He says, yeah, you, if you would find something, you wouldn't, yeah, I know, you wouldn't take it, but rather you would machris, but you should realize that Rabbi Yonah Avuch, that your father, Rabbi Yonah, Lo Amar came. Right? He didn't hold that. He didn't hold that you machris. Did he hold it? You can mamish keep it. El Amar, he would say, your father, Rabbi Yonah, Halavai kad nashkach, nashkach min piusa ulagava. He says, Halavai, if I would find something, that I would find it in a place that's between piusa, the name of this place, ulagava. You know, that's a place where there's a lot of people. So he says, you know, if you find something, if you can die to find something in this place where there's a lot of people, Rabbi Mitzvim Sham, and then you can keep it. So you see that, yeah, you wouldn't keep it, you wouldn't machriz it, but your own father, Paskins, that no, it was just no, this thumb, like this arm, like Maisi Mechoyon. You know, you see, Rabbanan and Machriz, when they find. Okay, so he said, your own father was the Machri. So, and the Gemara concludes, though, he says, even so, Afilu Cain, right, even though that this is the father who paskin this way, but still, Lamaisa, he was Machmir. There's a couple different ways of learning this, the Ksakhtan Khan, he says, but that he was still Machmir, something on himself, and Ashkach Velo Nasi. That he himself, I think the Takum Khan says once, he himself, the father himself found it, and he didn't keep it. And he would, he didn't take it for himself, he would give it back. Even Rami Yonah, who said, he made this thing that, oh, Levi would find it there, but Levi said, when it came down to it, once he found something, and he himself announced it. Right, okay. Good. Now, that's the end of the Gemara, and we start a new Mishnah, Halacha Gimel. Masnisi. Okay, Behema she nimtes miyushalayim vad migdal eder. Somebody finds an animal, outside Yerushalayim, between Yerushalayim and this place called Migdal Eder. Ukamidata l'chol ruach, or anywhere in that distance that one would measure from Yerushalayim to Migdal Eder, anywhere around Yerushalayim, that distance, and you find an animal, the din is, zecharim, if it's a male animal, then olos, it's, you consider it an ola, korban ola, because most males, again, we're talking about outside Yerushalayim. So most, in general, animals around Yerushalayim are korbanos. And it's a male, and most males are olos, so we can assume it's a korban ola. And it's a nekeva, if it's a nekeva, then ziv cheshlamim, then you can assume that since most animals in Yerushalayim that are females are shlamim, you can assume that it's shlam. Rabbi Yehuda, he added, and he said, ve'omer, Haroi lepsachim, he says, if you find an animal that fits the criteria of a Pesach, in other words, that it's a keves o'ez, it's a male, it's a ben shana, right, has the qualifications of a korban Pesach, then lepsachim, then you can assume it's a korban Pesach that you found. However, it's only if kodem l'regel shloshim yom, that if you found it within 30 days of Pesach, then we assume that since sholi medorshim, Shloshim Yom Nifnei Chag, that before the Chag, that's when you learn about the Halakha, so that's when a person would be more likely to makdish his animal to a Korban Pesach, and therefore you can assume that it's a Korban Pesach that you found. We'll see what the Gemara is going to discuss. Okay. Barishona. It used to be that Hayu Memashkinin et Motzea Ad Shehu Mevi Nesachel. Right. It used to be that when somebody would find an animal, okay, and he would bring it to the Beis HaMikdash to be offered, so he would have to bring, he just found the animal, but along with the animal, the korban comes in the Nesach. So, which is Shlosh Esronim Lepar, Shnei Esronim La'ayil, etc., Yisaron Lekevet. So that has to go along with the animal, but you didn't find that, you just found the animal. So it used to be that the Beis Hamikdash used to take a security from the guy. If he didn't want to bring the Nesachim, they would go into his house, take his whatever, and until he brings the Nesachim. That's what they used to do. But then they saw that it wasn't very successful. Why? because Chazru liyot menichin osa and ubarchin, and they saw that people were saying, I don't want to bring anything. It was one thing, they found an animal, okay, it came to them, you know, free, they found it, so they'll give it, you know, give it away, that's one thing. But out of their own pocket to have to pay for the nesachim, they said, no way. So what did they used to do? They used to leave the animal and say, forget it, and just walk away and not do anything with the animal. So therefore, yikin beisin shiyu nesachea ba'in mishal tzibur. So therefore, they made a special takana that the money, you don't have to put out the money for nesachim will come from the trumas alishka. Amar Rabbi Shimon, shiva dvarim yikinu beisin v'zechad mehem. There were seven takanas of beisin, and this was one of them. That the nesachim, that if you find an animal, nesachim comes from the tzibur. But now we're going to see the other takanas. Another seven, that was one, is another six. Okay, they are number one of the six. Nachri shashalach olaso mimedina sayam, mishalachim manesachim, craving mishalo. So if a goy, we know, is allowed to send nidarim v'nadavos, right, like a yid. And let's say a goy sent his animal, but he didn't send, again, the nesachim. So if he sends a nesachim mishalo, then fine, you use his nesachim. Vimla, but if he didn't send it, so the takana is again craving mishal tzibur, then already we use the tzibur's money, and we bring the nesachim from the tzibur. Next takana, v'chein ger shemeis v'nit zvachim. A goy dies, and he left zvachim, he left korbanah. Ger died, and he left zvachim. So im yesh lo nesachim, in other words, if he the nesachim he already put aside before he died, the ger, right, before he died, then good, then craving mishalo, then we can offer his nesachim that he left over. Vim lav, but if not, then he knows he died before he set aside the nesachim, and the problem is normally we would just go to the yorshim, you know, the guy's yorshim, and say, okay, you know, your father put aside his animal, he didn't put nesachim, so you have to, you know, put out for the nesachim. But a ger is a shayach that he has no relatives. And therefore, what do you do? Vimlav, he didn't set aside himself with the ger before he died and craving mishal tzibur. And then then we bring from the tzibur. Okay, third takana. Tanai based in who? Al kohen gadol shemes. The case, we have a kohen gadol that he has to bring every day a special korban minchas chaviti. He has to bring a isaron of a kemach, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. And they're talking about here a kohen gadol that he died. So when that happens, and they didn't, if they, of course, if they have a new kohen gadol in his place right away, so he takes over and he brings the minchas chavitin, of course. But here we're talking about that they didn't yet anoint a new kohen gadol. Shotehei minchaso, so the minchas chavitin, there's normally prophet kohen, but there is no kohen gadol, he died, there's no one new. So then, kreve mishel tzibur. So here, the tzibur, you know, puts out the money, and it's offered from the tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he doesn't agree with that. He said that they didn't offer it from the tzibur, but rather, mishel yorshim. In other words, the kohen gadol's kids, the one, you know, the one that died, they have to take over. Until a new kohen gadol comes into the picture, they have to be the ones to bring the korban chavit. Ushlema haisam amincha kreva. And according to both shitas, in other words, whether it comes from the tzibur or whether it comes from the yorshim of the kohen gadol, but it wasn't brought like it's normally brought. Normally brought, we said, half in the morning, half in the evening. But now it was brought a shlema. It was brought complete, unlike when the kohen gadol is alive. Okay, the next tanai, the next takana, dalit, ala melech vela etzim. If we have salt and the wood, the salt and etzim are the wood that could be used for cooking and things like that, heating. So the takana was that shiyu akonim neosim mehem, the behem, that the kohanim could use it if they want to eat their kodesh meat, and they want, like, you know, salt, so they can use the salt from the base of Mikdash, and also the wood if they want to roast, you know, cook it or whatever. Some say even to get heat from the, if it's cold, to heat the, you know, burn the wood, to get heat from that. Also, they can use that wood. That's a special takana, and it's not considered like mi'ila. V'ala para, referring here to the para duma, shelo yehu mo'alim be'afra, that if somebody uses the ashes of the paraduma, they're not chayiv korban mi'ila. And last takana, valakinin hapsulos, that someone who's chayiv to bring a korban off, right, can, so they would put the money in this kupa, in the base of Mikdash, put the money there, and then the from there on they would be taken care of from the base of Mikdash, they would take the money, they would buy the birds, and offer it, and the guy's got his offering done. However, if it's possible, let's say they buy the birds, and then they find out that the bird is an apostle, it's no good. So then, the takana was, Shehu Ba'ot, that Michel Tzibur. That they would replace the bird with the money from the Tzibur. Why? Because if they had to do something, because the guy that gave the money, he just gave the money and went home. He thinks he's having a kapara and whatever at the korban, and therefore, in order to keep kochim whatever, he has to have a korban. He thinks, okay, you know, I gave my money, and I can go home and eat my kochim. But meanwhile, it was puzzle, so it wasn't offered, and he doesn't realize that he might come in kochim when he's tamed. So therefore, to take care of the problem, the money's brought from the tzibur, and the new bird is bought, purchased, and he has his korban, and everything's fine. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says a little different, that what's the takan of the based in, in this case, that mesapek as a kinin hu, mesapek as a psulos. That it's not the who, not the money doesn't come from the tzibur, but rather it comes from the one who supplied the supplier, right? And a supplier who supplied the birds for the Beis HaMikdash, and it had a special condition with him that if anything would go wrong with the birds, so he has to, out of his own pocket, has to give a new bird. So that's where it would come from. Okay, well, so there were a couple lines in the Gemara. Okay, so we learned in the Mishnah that if you find an animal right outside Yerushalayim, between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, then again we said Zecharim, if it's male it's Ola, and if it's Shlamim you can assume it's female. Okay. Now the Gemara says Rav Hoshea Rabamar, Rav Hoshea the Great, he used to say that what's the pshat? The pshat of the Mishnah is not that you take that Ola and you take the base of Migdash to be offered. If it's a male, in other words, you bring it and say, okay, it's an Ola, you bring it to the base of Migdash, offer an Ola, and that's that, or Shlamim. Because it's not clear for sure if what it is. It might not be you think it's an Ola, but it might not be for sure. It could be a Shlamim, and Shlamim might be an Ola, so it's not clear. So therefore, what do you do? Rather, Lavo Midamehem Shanu. So therefore, what the Mishnah really means is that you take the value of the animal, let's say for argument's sake, 100 shekels, okay? So you take 200 shekels, okay? And then you make like a tanai or whatever, and you say, if this animal I found is an ola, so let the value of this animal go on to this money, okay? And let the value of the animal go on to the money, on his money. And the other, that 100 shekels, on the other 100 shekels, you then take and you buy a shlamim. And then you say the opposite. You say, and if this animal happens to be a shlamim, then let the money of the value of this animal go on to the money, and the other money will be an ola. That's what you do. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yochanan said to him, he doesn't like that. Why? He says, Omrim lo la'adam tseyim ol ba'kodeshim. He says, you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to take an animal that is roi for the mizbeach, that's tam, everything ready that can be offered. You're not allowed to machal an animal like that. So you're talking, you give him an eitzah to do a chet, to do an avera of being machal on to money an animal that is roi for the mizbeach. Ella, he says, that's not the pshat in the Mishnah. I'll tell you the pshat, he says. The pshat is that, he says, Ella, hilchu behen, acharov, but rather, you go after the majority of the animals that were found. And therefore, the Mishnah means, imrov, if most of the animals that you found were zecharim, then olos, then you can assume that they're olos, and you can bring them as olos. Vimrov, and nekevas, but if most of the animals that you found were nekevas, then zivchei shlamim, then you can go after and assume that they're shlamim.